With plans to construct condos back in 2007, property owner Craig Meacham leveled a number of historic buildings between 2100 South and Highland Drive that housed quirky, dilapidated shops. But before Meacham could break ground, the housing market crashed and an empty lot has since scarred the neighborhood. That's why DJ Baxter, executive director of Salt Lake City's redevelopment agency, says he thinks the whole community will be excited about the news.
It's really at the primary corner of the Sugar House Business District and has long been the center of activity there. So I think everybody's eager to see a project come forward. It's very unfortunate that the project he originally designed was not able to proceed, really for reasons that were outside of his control.
Baxter says Meacham went back to the drawing board and returned with something he believes will work in today's economy. The plan includes more than 200 apartments atop 44,000 square feet of retail and restaurants. That's being made possible in part because of a $5 million loan from the RDA for a parking structure. Salt Lake City Councilman Soren Simonson wasn't happy about the demolition, but says he's past that now. He says the style and kind of retail Meacham has planned will be consistent with what was there before.
The exact mix, I think, is still uncertain. He's talked about wanting some national retailers as anchors, but is also designing the retail in a way that will be very compatible and, I think, attractive to local retailers as well.
Unfortunately, he says Sugar House doesn't have the tools to preserve historic structures, but he hopes to forge some movement within the city to protect the 30 or so that are left.
Obviously, the public outcry wasn't enough in this regard, and the finances are usually such that regardless of the public dissent, if you don't have tools for preservation, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of it.
He admits rent will be higher, making it difficult for burgeoning local businesses to get a seat at the table. But he points to several that have succeeded at the Gateway Shopping Center. The council's sole dissenting vote came from District 4 Councilman Luke Garrett.
When you redevelop in the way that he is, which is knock everything down and put up shiny new buildings, invariably the pattern is that rents rise and a lot of local businesses can't afford those rents anymore, and you lose the character of the neighborhood. And so I'd like to see the whole filled, but a shiny new development is a loss, I think.
Construction on the project is slated for the spring, about the same time as the Sugar House streetcar project, which the council approved funding for Tuesday night as well. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.